The Yom HaShemini has a lot of korbanos that were to be brought in honor of the special day, Chanukas HaMishkan. Aaron was going to serve for the first time as Kohen Gadol for 7 days. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen Gadol. He was offering all the korbanos for the Shemitah and Miluyim. And Aaron Ubanov, they were the Bailim of the korban that would bear his korbanos. They would put their hands on the korbanos. They would partake of that which was able to be eaten. And now we have the Yom HaShemini, and Moshe calls Aaron and tells him the korbanos that he is to bring, Egel ben Bakar Chatas, Ayu Ola, and also the korbanos to bring on behalf of Bnei Yisrael, Sri Yisrael Chatas, Egel v'Cheves, Fern Ola, Shav Ayu Shlamim, Mincha Bula v'Shama. Okay, they gather, they take everything that Moshe instructed, they're all ready, everyone is there, it's Canaan, the people, and Moshe says, "Zeh adav asher tziv Hashem tasu," which means that this is not my own invention. These korbanos were Hashem told me, even though we don't have it in the Chumash explicitly, but Moshe is making clear this is what Hashem told me that should be brought today for the Shekhinah to come down. So here it is, Aaron HaKohen, Aaron the Kohen Gadol for the first time. Vayom Moshe al Aaron, krav el hamizbeach, va'aseh eschatoscha ve'solasecha, go approach the mizbeach, offer the chatas and ola of you on your behalf, and then from that, va'aseh is korban ha'amecha per ba'adam. And it begins, begins to do the avoda. And the obvious question of the Mefarshim is Kravel HaMizbeach. What is Moshe trying to tell Aaron? Kravel HaMizbeach. Like, obviously, this is it. This is the time. So Moshe has to, he will coax him, Kravel HaMizbeach. So there are things you can say, Derech HaPshat, the Ramban starts with that. Safon HaMizbeach, Yeshecht, Chatas, Yeolah, but Safon. But then the Ramban goes with a medrash in Torah's Kohanim, and Rashi says it in a succinct way. And that has to do with Aaron feeling somehow inferior, that he should not be worthy of doing this avoda as a Kohen Gadol. Rashi's language, Shahaya Aaron Bosh, V'yare Lageshes. Aaron was inhibited, embarrassed, he was passive, he couldn't bring himself to go. Amar lo Moshe, lama tabosha kach nifchartim. Interesting words of Rashi. Rashi is paraphrasing a Torah's Kohanim, but even Rashi's words became now part of a Masorah, all kinds of beautiful ideas working into the Lashon of Rashi. But let's start with the Ramban, who captures the marker of Torah's Kohanim and says really an important yesod in its own right. The Ramban, after quoting Derech HaPshat in Kravel HaMizbeach, he says, B'toras kohad nis'oru ha'basinu b'zeh, and they bring a mussel. The melech basa v'dam sh'nasa isha mispayeshes mulafana. Man who is a king, royalty, marries a woman, and she feels, I'm not worthy of such a person of such great status. Nichnasa etzlacha achosa, comes his sister and says, listen, this is it. This is what you're signed up for. Hagisi daitech. Get over it. Be a little more bold and brazen. Uboy b'shamshi esamelech. That's the mashal. Kach amala Moshe la'aron. Moshe is a sibling to Aaron. He's good with him. He says, Achi, lama nifcharta lios kohen gadol. Why were you chosen? This is l'kach nifcharta of Rashi. Why were you chosen? To be a kohen gadol. Lo shetishareis. Isn't it that you should serve b'fnei hamakom? This is your role. This is your task. You have to just jump in, get over the inhibitions, and do what you have to do. The Ramban goes a step further. Very interesting thing. This is another medrash. Various midrashim that talk about Aaron saw, it says, Ki'ilu, he saw an image of an ox. So if you take it literally, it means that he's scared. The Yesh Omrim. He looked at the Mizbeach and he's staring at the image of an ox. He was afraid of the ox. Nichnas Moshe Etzlo. Moshe comes to Aaron and says, Aaron Achi, lo tira mimasha to Misyari. Don't be afraid of the shore that you see. Hageistatacha ubo krav elav. That's krav el Mizbeach, vayikrav el Mizbeach, bizrizus. Says Ramban, what does it mean? He saw the shore. And Rabbeinu Bachai makes it clear. that the Ramban is trying to explain that it's not literal. It was a figment of his imagination, but based on a tzidkus that he had. In other words, what did Aaron see in his mind's eye? But it was so ingrained in his eye. But Tamza ki bavusha aya Aaron kedosh Hashem. Aaron is such a high level. The ein benafsho chet zulasi masa egel. The one and only chet he ever did, as of this moment, was a chet ha'egel, but he was involved with it. He was one who made passion the egel. Haya chet ahu takavua b'machshavto. It was so ingrained in his consciousness. Ke'inin shenema v'chatasi negdi tamid. V'haya nidma lo ke'ilu tzuras ha'egel sham akit be'kaparosav. He imagined that the image of the egel, that's not going to allow this kapara to go forward. U'kach omar lo hagis daitecha. Again, the language is, the Rabban's using these words. There's a time not to be a shval ruach. Yes, you feel like you're so low, you feel like this is your chet that's it pulling you down, and you can't do it. You did what you need to do, Hashem is looking to, he's pleased with what you did, and you have to move forward. It's unbelievable, Mr. Haskell, just obviously we're not comparing ourselves to the specifics of Aaron HaKohen and his situation, Kadosh Hashem, but the idea that sometimes a person feels that you're not worthy. I can't do it. Who am I? Especially if there's a particular skeleton in the closet, a particular thing. I sunk to such a level. I did something that's, I can't imagine. I'm probably, who knows what kind of a rush I am. Yeah, you have Yom Kippurs, you have Tshuva, you daven. But meanwhile, it's hard to get out of your mind. You slipped in such a way. And what happens is you become your worst. Your own worst enemy. Because there are times a person has to be able to transcend that inhibition. Kach nifcharta. We have to always know in our life when we have times like that, that we're using the sense of tshuva in a way that's actually undermining the Avodas Hashem. We can't be shtar ruach kol kach. The Chaim Shmulevitz has a shmuz in Sifas Musar, Nichbadot, which means a sense of a person's self-worth. And he has very interesting examples how a person can use the feeling of unworthiness, shpal ruach, to their own detriment. And what, to the contrary, what a person really needs to do in order to be able to continue growing in Avodas Hashem is not to let a chet pull them down to the extent that they feel that they've already, they're a goner, they've lost everything, they've lost hope. To the contrary, you do, of course, you make amends as much as you could, you come to Yom Kippur, you'll do, but you have to be able to get up to a point that you realize that I'm above that. And to the contrary, yeah, I did what I did, but meanwhile, because I have such worthy status, not I'm unworthy, because I'm worthy, therefore, that's why I'm going to step in, and that's why I know that I won't repeat it. Because who am I really? I'm not the person that I'm making myself out to be, who did this and that in my past, but I'm something better. Just like when we have matzavim like a sesame tshuva, we know that we're on a higher level, but it can be any time of the year. We have to realize this is the end of the parasha. Just to end with this, Ki ani Hashem hamala eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim, says the Gemara b'Mitzia, Rashi quotes it on the parasha, that the Isser Shuratzen mentioned at the end of the parasha is considered to be, in its own way, a mile of Kal Yisrael. Hashem doesn't always use expression Hamale Eschem. Usually it's Hamotzi Eschem. But the Chazal are telling us that even the very fact that we are not sinking to that level, to each Shuratzen, which Umos HaOlam don't have this Avera, that already reflects a certain status of Kal Yisrael. Alachas Kam V'Kama, that we have so many mitzvahs, Lezakos Es Yisrael, that speaks to our status, nichbadot, that we have a feeling of, you know, we are special, and therefore, okay, whatever we did, we move on, and we don't let ourselves be held back. Kach nifcharta, not to take away the necessity to be able to do cheshbon ha'nefesh and all, but at the same time, to be able to know when it's time to do that, and when it's time to be able to move past Shabbos.